My name's Quentin Kress, and I'm running for Benton County Commissioner.
How do you feel that your experience as a farmer and you worked in a policy analyst will help you with your position for Benton County Commissioner? Excuse me.
So I feel that I'm the most qualified candidate for the office of Benton County Commissioner because I have a formal education in public policy, public administration. I'm the only candidate with a degree in public administration or any degree in management running for this position. My opponents don't have significant experience in paid governmental work. And I think that I'm going to be able to bring the most to the office in terms of getting the job done in the first few years here. I serve as the chair of the State Democratic Party's Rural Caucus. I manage my family's small vineyard. And every day, and so pretty often I work with people who are from the poor counties in Oregon to the south, the ones that are really struggling in their county governments. And I think that really Benton County, as a timber county, even though we're a lot better off than, say, Josephine, Curry, Douglas County, we're really on the same path fundamentally in a financial sense, and we need somebody who's a trained and competent manager to be able to run the county and work on the county's issues over the next few years.
What do you feel is the biggest issue right now the voters will be considering when they go into the polls after the primary here? What is the biggest issue facing Benton County right now?
I think that we're very lucky in Benton County because we've had very good management over the last 15 years from the current commissioners. You know, it's the longest that any three people have been on a county commission together in Oregon's history with Jay Dixon, Linda Modrell, and Annabelle Jaramillo. And I think what people are really going to be looking for is somebody who can provide a new spark to that leadership. They do a very good job, but, you know, there's a lot of it's working now mentality, and I think that we need somebody who's going to provide a really fresh perspective, and talking to voters, that's something that I'm hearing a lot. And I think that's one reason people are really excited about my candidacy.
One thing that was brought up was the jail. There's a lot of public requests to get either a new facility built or to remodel the old one.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do about that?
So I'll just give you a quick background of the jail so you can include some of that in there. But so the Benton County Jail is a really bad facility right now. It was built in the mid-1970s to be torn down 10 years later. There was a plan for a four-county inter-county jail in the mid-Willamette Valley that we were going to be a part of, and that plan fell through. The jail is equipped for 40 people. We average 80 people in incarceration in Benton County at a time. We rent space from Lincoln County, from Linn County, from Marion County. It's just a bad situation. We have two detention cells for unruly people. That means we can house up to two unruly people at a time at the Benton County Jail. That includes people who are suffering from mental health issues and people who are drunk. So that's a real issue. Our women's area of this prison, of the jail there, the women area of our jail can only hold about 10 people, and it's a former laundry room with plywood walls. You know, it's not a safe or secure facility for the inmates or for the jailers. So we have a real need for a jail. Now, voters in the past, in 2000, 2001, both those times rejected a bond to construct a new jail. At this point, the situation is getting pretty dire. We really need a jail. As far as my understanding goes, all three of the Democratic candidates and even the Republican candidate, Jerry Jackson, although he's waffled on it, support a new jail. And I think that this is a facility we really need. I think that we really need a county commissioner who can go out and speak strongly in support of the jail. I'm the most effective communicator of the candidates for county commissioner, and I think that we need someone who can really help run the public-private campaign and get things going to make sure that we succeed in our law enforcement strategy for the 21st century.
How would you describe the current state of Benton County's budget, and what would you see doing differently with yourself as the commissioner or maintaining going forward?
So Benton County is a county that's been in a good financial situation for a long time, mostly. But we've been facing year-over-year cuts since the recession, you know, about 2% here, 2% there. We're nickel and diming ourselves to death as a county. There are a lot of people who are elderly in Benton County who can't afford drastic increases in their property taxes. You know, there's people who are going to be forced out of their homes no matter what we do to increase property taxes here. And I think that we really need to prioritize growing the budget without increasing property tax rates. The main way that I hope to do that is to use my experience in planning and public policy to work on increasing the density of home ownership in Adair Village, North Albany, Alsea, Monroe and Philomath. You know, these are our outlying towns in Benton County, and we really have not done a good job of working between the county and those towns. You know, Benton County's county seat, Corvallis, the largest town. So there's an inherent risk for county commissioners to only work in Corvallis. And Adair Village has the lowest usage of its urban growth boundary as a percentage of any city in the state. Both Adair Village and Monroe have new or near new water systems and sewer systems for their towns. There's a lot of capacity to build in Benton County. We just need somebody who has a good economic development strategy. You know, I've talked to the county manager. The big thing the county wants to work on in the next few years is having a Benton County as a whole housing plan, so we can have young families who are commuting from Linn County and from Lane County right now live in our community, you know, and help work on this dichotomy, this fight between young professionals and students for housing space in Corvallis. You know, I think that we need somebody who understands housing and who can really work on these issues, because, you know, each county commissioner works on their own issues independent of the other county commissioners, and we need someone with a unique and strong set of skills to be our next county commissioner.
You're 20 years old right now. You're obviously the youngest candidate running, and there's not too many kids your age that want to get into politics this early. How does this work for and against you, I guess, and what do you consider your biggest strengths going into this?
Sure. Well, so the reason I'm 20 and now I have my bachelor's degree, I'm turning 21 at the end of the week, and I'm running for county commissioner.
That's good. I was going to ask you at the end. If you win, are you going to celebrate? Are you going to be able to celebrate or not?
Well, unfortunately, ballots come out the day I turn 21, so I need to be ready to be canvassing. So we'll see. But so the issue here is when I was 15, I started attending classes at University of Oregon. I entered the Honors College at my senior year in high school there, and I finished up my degree just recently at age 21. The reason it took me almost 6 years to finish my degree is because when I was 18, my father was diagnosed with a severe cancer, and I had to take time off of school to help care for him and help care for my family farm. You know, he passed away 8 months later, and I've really been managing the farm ever since then. And that's what brought me back into Benton County. And, you know, I love my family farm out here in Monroe, down in Benton County's wine belt. And, you know, it's a lot of work. And I think that not a lot of people get their college degree at age 20. Not a lot of people have to manage a business at age 20, and I've done both. You know, I have some really strong experience here. One of the key things I'm going to bring to the county is that I'm a very, very hard worker, and I'm committed to this community. You know, this is where I did my Eagle Scout project. This is where I helped lead the Ford Institute Leadership Program for South Benton County. You know, I'm a real part of this community, and it's a place that really matters a lot to me. Now, I think that it's really important that we have a Benton County Commissioner with the experience that a college education in public policy and public administration brings. You know, somebody without these skills is going to have to spend another 2-3 years really polishing what they do to be the next Benton County Commissioner. I'm ready to drop into this position and be able to do good work. And I think that that's something that the voters need to realize, and that, you know, I'm the youngest candidate, but I'm the most experienced candidate, the most qualified, and the most ready to go on the Benton County Commission. Okay.
Perfect, Quinn. Have a good day.
You have a good day. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.